Introduction. SFA has always played a vital role in the U.S. Army's history. The background nature of these operations relegates them to obscurity behind the large conventional military battles throughout history. However, the Army's history is full of SFA, ranging from training police in Bosnia to large-scale operations in Vietnam and Iraq, all of which provided vital contributions to achieving our nation's goals. The increasingly complex nature of the modern security environment increases the need for persistent contact and engagement with allies and partners. SFA is an economy of force method for the United States to prevent conflict, reassure partners, and compete with adversaries. The SFAB allows the Army to effectively and simultaneously set the theater and shape the security environment across the range of military operations in cooperation with joint, interagency, intergovernmental, and multinational JIM partners efforts. The SFAB complements the Department of State, Foreign Area Officers, Special Operations, the National Guard State Partnership Program, regionally aligned forces, and other JIM partner activities to expand access and create options for senior military and civilian leaders. The SFAB conducts security cooperation and security assistance regional engagement missions. The SFAB facilitates information flow, develops training, and prepares soldiers, leaders, and formations to conduct effective regional engagement. The SFABs provide the Combatant Commander and the Army Service Component Command, ASCC, a responsive expeditionary force with region-specific training. It has appropriate institutionalized training to support small and distributed operations and provide subject matter expertise with regard to multinational military training. Through regional engagement and maintaining continuity of relationships within one organization, the SFAB builds increased trust, rapport, and confidence with JIM partners. Finally, the SFAB serves as the institutionalized force executing the majority of the conventional force military-to-military training missions below company-level collective exercises. This allows the brigade combat teams to focus on building decisive action proficiency and executing collective training exercises alongside a foreign security force partner. Ultimately, the SFABs allow the Army to preserve decisive action proficiency and increase regional understanding. ATP 3-96.1 contains 7 chapters. Chapter 1 describes the SFAB and the higher headquarters structure in theater. This chapter outlines the primary mission and roles of the unit and describes how advisors are organized within the SFAB. The final section describes duties and responsibilities of advisors and staff. Chapter 2 describes SFAB Mission Command and its operations framework. Chapter 3 describes the brigade's deployment considerations from receipt of mission through post-deployment activities. Chapter 4 describes advisor team employment planning considerations and advisor team activities. Chapter 5 describes augmentation considerations for permissive and hostile environments. This chapter also describes the various capabilities that may be available through augmentation by warfighting function. Chapter 6 describes the protection warfighting function and how advisor teams integrate their foreign partners to enhance their own security. Chapter 7 describes the brigade support battalion organization and its responsibility for tying the advisor teams into the theater sustainment structure in coordination with higher headquarters.